Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Wow, we get into all kinds of mischief today, right, Stromer?
Yeah, we're doing window talk. We're doing hot pressure washer.
Oh, heated pressure washer debate, and some whitewashing of the floors and more. First, Tommy John, lots of underwear brands out there that claim big comfort, but why are so many men and so many women dissatisfied with their underwear? I'm not. I got Tommy John. Over 7 million pairs sold. 96% of their customers rate them 4 stars or more. Did you know that?
No, four.
The legs never ride up. The waistbands never roll down. Horizontal, quick draw, fly, saves time. Also, after 2 years of obsessing over every detail, Tommy John is introducing the most comfortable bras on the planet. So the ladies can get in on the bra action as well. Available in 1,200 locations, including Nordstrom stores nationwide. They're the best. I wear them every day. Great, especially if you're working out or running or riding or cycling. It is Tommy John, right, Matt?
That's right. Heard in TommyJohn.com/ADS right now and get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/ADS for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/ADS.
This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the house.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. No choice. Maybe get on.
How did I get it on?
And welcome to Ace on the House. I'm Corolla Stromer over there.
Yes, sir. That's right. Hi, how are you, buddy?
I'm running around, man.
You got in. You're here. You made it.
I made it.
Look at you.
God bless you.
Look at you.
Yeah, I took a shower.
So happy.
I shaved.
Like your hairstyle. It's all
gone. I put gel.
You got gel, don't you? Let me see. Let me touch it. It feels like a gentle lamb, isn't it? It's nice. I like it.
As opposed to the bloodthirsty sheep that you see roaming the Scottish countryside. Right. Beware, campers, hikers. And if you have pets, they will take them.
They'll take it. They'll take an arm off those things.
When you talk to somebody and they're like, I had a little lap dog, like a little chihuahua, and a condor snatched it up
in its talons.
I can't prevent myself from smiling when that person is telling me that story.
I don't like those small dogs. I want to see the talon take the small dog and drop it in the canyon.
That's just Darwin taking out the garbage.
And you hear the person going, no, Darwin taking out the garbage.
That's the way I look at it.
That's hilarious. Hey, I had an argument this morning with Mrs. Stromer because the location people came.
Oh, yeah.
For the big TV shoot.
Right.
And she said, I feel so bad. You know, our house looks so bad. And I said, it's not bad. They said they wanted a house to look like someone who was a murderer, not someone who's a child killer.
Right.
And that was my fight with my wife to justify why our house looks shitty, why they chose us.
To look like a murderer?
Yes. Not a child. At least it's not like a child rapist. It's a murderer that they want. That's why our house is so awesome.
Yeah. I had the cleaning crew show up to my house.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys think about this emotionally? I feel like if you hire a cleaning crew to come to your house, you should be off doing something if you're the lady.
They
the
should
house.
Be. They
I don't
should,
feel like you should be at home while they clean around.
No, because they shame. They'll just put you to shame, and you should not. I also feel that you should not be pre-cleaning before the cleaning person comes.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of a good cleaning person is that they can just do all of the cleaning.
Yeah, that
you don't
never
have
works.
To do the pre-cleaning.
That never worked.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Porcelain Punisher. Drew must have been sitting in this. Here, right?
He was.
Oh, okay.
How do you know? It smells like ham.
He leaves his empty water bottle and his scratch paper, and he just leaves. It's a weird thing. I don't. I'm not an anal guy. My thing is simply, you did this thing. Now just take your stuff when you leave. Like, just you're done with your scratch paper and you're done with your water bottle. It's a simple equation, everybody. I don't want to know you were here.
Yeah.
On this planet. No, I don't want you to know you're sitting where I'm sitting from the night before. Don't leave reminders or evidence.
No.
Hey, Matt, how bad is Drew at that shit? Really bad or kind of bad or sort of bad?
It's
or super bad.
Yeah, it's bordering on the unrealistically bad.
What is it?
Don't you but here's what I'm saying about Drew. I have brought up aloud to the heavens and then directly to individuals. You may use my studio. You may do whatever you want in my studio. You may sit in my seat and use my microphone. I don't know if Howard Stern would do that, but I do. Here's the only deal we shall strike. When you're done using my studio for whatever it is you'd like to use it for, then you simply take your beer can or your water bottle or your scratch pad or whatever it is, and then you just bus it. You just take it with you as you leave, and then I show up and it is as it was. Is that on the difficulty scale, like on the scale of asks, you know what I mean? Like, where does that one land? Is it a 9? Is it more in the 6 range? Like, you had your bottle, you had your coffee cup, in Max Pat's case, you had your tall boy or whatever it is. You did whatever you did. And then at some point, you completed it. And then at some point, you stood up. And there was the remnants of the evidence of what you were doing. And then you just use your hands and you pick up your can or your bottle or your scratch pad and you just leave with it. There's a trash can 2 feet behind me. You just turn around, throw in the trash can, and then you leave. Why is that sort of a bridge too far for most people, but Dr. Drew, of all people? Why is that? Why do I need to know
he was here? He's a doctor. He's a doctor, for God's sakes.
I run into this frequently. Is it people? Is this passive-aggressive, fuck you? Or is this like, here's what Drew will go. Drew will go, I didn't see the bottle. And I'll go, you just drank a bottle of water and you sat it there. He'll go, I physically didn't see it. But Matt, what's your take? Screw you or I don't care? Or
I think it's just the check Dow thing. I there are times when I feel like something might be passive aggressive, but the fact that this happens so often and it's not something exclusive to Drew, I just feel like people, they put their heart in the show, Ace. They leave it all out in the mic and then they're drained and they just walk away.
Let me ask you this. Checked out. Okay. But what if it was $1,000 in your pocket every time you cleaned up, or $1,000 out of your wallet every time you forgot and left a rogue bottle or can behind? Would we still be checked out?
No.
Okay, then what is checked out?
Wouldn't that money check you in, though?
I guess, but what I'm saying is, can't you just have a mode? Does it all have to be predicated on, oh, you'll give me this, or I'll get that, or I'll get yelled at, or I'll get fined, or I'll get a parking ticket, or why not just have a mode?
Well, is Drew ADD?
He's BFD.
Because if he's ADD, it could be that he simply doesn't see that. Because people with ADD, and I'm one of them.
The I didn't see it thing is
no,
tough
no, no,
when
no,
you're
listen,
sitting there
no,
for
no,
an
no,
hour.
No, listen to me. If you have severe ADD, you literally go on to the
I'm
next
I'm holding
thought.
Up a full-size sheet of paper that Drew left like right touching my microphone. Yeah. It's taking up 80% of the real estate in front and then a water bottle on top of it. I don't know. Drew, look. Drew has a
if it
Drew's
were like,
weird, but Drew doesn't care, right? I mean, nobody, it's not, at the end of the day, nobody cares. Is that what we're saying? I mean, we're calling it checked out, we're calling it ADD, calling it whatever. It could all be remedied with a $100 fine or $100 reward, right? So it's basically you're saying, I don't care. I don't care. Because if it's severe ADD, then the $100 doesn't sway you one way or the other, right?
True.
If everything could be fixed with literally $20 that's in the ashtray of my car, if this could never happen again, if you'd have to give it to me or take it, then what is it other than who the fuck cares?
Well, what if we post signs?
All right.
And
all right.
Put the fine on there.
People could just do.
They won't do it.
Okay.
People won't do it.
All right. What's
you know why? Because they're A plus. You can't be an A plus person in a B minus world, friend. You just can't.
Drew is a good student. How devastated are you? How devastated are you at the condition of most adults.
Devastated.
Devastated.
They let you down often.
How insane are most adults compared to like when you were 11 and you thought, oh, these are adults, like they know what they're doing.
No, you realize that they're all pretty much insane.
It's insane how bad most people are.
Yeah.
All right.
And then and then you say those people are parents.
Or
those people run government or a company or you know, and then it's even worse.
Neighbors, it's even worse.
Yeah.
All right, what are you working on, Stromer?
Well, I've got the big shoot coming.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the big shoot. It's coming next week.
Now, are they just, what's this show?
It's Bosch.
Called, it's Bosch.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. They're gonna, and they said to me, we're going to do some organic materials that'll be splattered all over your floor. And I said to myself, okay.
They're never going to clean it all.
Is it fake blood, fake semen? What is it? And they go, we don't know yet. The director hasn't decided. So it could either be fake blood or fake semen, either of which I'm a little horrified by. However, they will clean up the fake blood or fake semen.
Not to the extent.
And it's not a child rapist. My wife was concerned we can't have child rapist scenes shot, but we can have a murderer being apprehended in our home. So that was my bargain with Mrs. Stromer.
Here's my prediction.
Yes.
You're going to find one or more pieces of gaffer tape stuck on a wall or ceiling somewhere that they left behind. And you shall find some simulated blood and or semen left behind as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's happening. And then, of course, the Mrs. Stromer's headed to China next week for a month.
A month?
Yeah. So we have to do a lot of preparation for her departure.
God, she's a little earner, isn't she?
She is. She's going there to make a show for Franco Dragone, who does the Cirque du Soleil franchise stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she's making a show in China, and I'm grateful as hell, but concerned if she gets thrown in jail.
Mm.
The good news is she'll make a beautiful show with the inmates. The bad news is we'll miss her.
Yeah. That'll be the best production of Fiddler on the Roof that China.
Fiddler. That no, China, Fid, no, Fiddler
on the Roof.
On the Loof.
On the Loof. Stromer said it, not me, everybody. All right. I was going to say you're going to ruin your career, but that's a done deal. It's pre-ruined.
Thank you.
I still have a semblance of a career to ruin. All right. What else are you working on?
I've got the incredible paint. Delay until the 30th. They're taking now from the till the 30th to, in fact, choose the color.
Yeah.
So we stood down, and now we're at another job, and I decided to have the guys, you know, I don't know if you remember this from when you were doing it, but if the guys don't have something to do, they go to my house or your house, and they work on your home.
Yeah.
So I'm having them clear the lot and take all the old brush out because I'm about to do a house in the back of my property. So I got to prep it for digging trenches and making sewage lines and electrical lines.
You're pulling permits?
Pulling permits on this one, yeah.
Are you on septic or are you on city?
Unfortunately, I'm on. I can't do septic anymore in the valley. They don't let you.
So you're catching city.
I got to catch city, and I got to go about 100 feet and tie into another line that goes to the street.
How many square feet are you putting back there?
I think I'm going to do two little cabins of, you know, 1,500 each.
That's decent.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
What are you looking for?
I'm going to do a, I may end up having us move into the back of the property and then rent the front house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think I want to build a really nice, like, mod house in the back and then just rent the front.
That sounds...
Because I hate the front and I don't care about it.
I get it.
You know.
Still seems weird to have people living in front.
But it's such a, it's a 300 foot deep lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do a fence and it's as if I don't have people.
Hmm.
You know?
All right.
Yeah.
Would you rent it to someone you know?
Maybe. Or I don't know. I'm not sure. It's a good question. For now, though, it'll be an office and another dwelling. And then down the road, I think that's what our plan will be.
Huh. Yeah.
You know, because I can make money there forever and you know, get out of the city and just still have that as like a three-unit rental property.
So you're going to do a footing and a slab?
I am. Yeah.
And
it's going to be mod and glorious.
All right.
And if you have any design ideas that you like for me, please send them my way. I'm entertaining all comers. Yeah, I know you do. I would appreciate your input.
I'm getting into some slab saw cutting as we speak.
Yeah.
And big wet saw with the big, I don't know, 12, 14 inch segmented diamond blade.
Aren't those great with the water jet shooting down on it, keeping it dust down, keeping it cool, cutting?
This one, yeah, this one has a hopper on it. It has wheels you push along. Has a hopper. Looked to me about 2 or 3 gallons. I did have my favorite thing, which is I ran to the shop. I got everyone lined out. I got everyone going. And then I ran back to my house, and I had to shave and take a shower because I got to do like extra or something today or I don't know what, and then grab my papers and then let the maids in and blah, 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 grab some chargers. And then I ran back to the shop. And then as soon as I walked into the shop, the guys had the saw cutter unloaded, and they're like, "We're going to send somebody to your house so we can grab the garden hose." And I'm like, "Okay." "Or you could call me because I'm there."
Yeah.
"And I just left and just came here." Right. "You can call me and go grab the garden hose if you're at home."
That's not going to happen.
It's a weird, you know, it's like the millions of times or like my guys like at the Home Depot and they go, "I didn't know if you wanted the siliconized caulk or the painter's caulk or the pure 100% silicone. So I just bought the painter's caulk." And I'll go, "I wanted the silicone." And they go, "Oh, I didn't know." I go, "Do you have a phone?"
Yeah.
And they go, "Yeah."
Yeah.
I go, "Okay. Well, yeah, just call me and ask me what." It's a weird that the communication part is
a little.
Well,
listen,
iffy.
I found this last week with my guys. I said we're going to another job now to do some painting touch up from what we did before, and I assumed that they would understand that meant they should probably bring paint brushes. But they called me and said, "Senor, we don't have paint brushes." And I was like,
"Yeah,
right."
It's
so can you go get them?
It's kind of why you're the boss,
I guess.
But it's also one of those things where I go, "I'm going to run home and get ready and change, and then I'm coming back."
Yeah.
If you need a garden hose, that's probably the time to send me a text.
That's it.
So then I told them, "No garden hose, fill the hopper."
Yeah.
"Just use the sink."
Yeah, yeah.
"Fill the hopper up."
And?
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. You'll get frantic calls in about 10 minutes.
I'm assuming someone's going to go to my house and go steal a garden hose anyway. All right, let me hit Zorro, Zorro.com. Find everything for your business, any size, for almost any industry. Tools and equipment, safety, office, cleaning supplies, and more. Tons of stuff for electrical, plumbing, contracting, manufacturing, and more. Brands you know and trust, Stanley, 3M, Milwaukee, Schneider Electric, and Rubbermaid as well. Just to name a few, amazing customer service, real people based in the U.S., fast, free shipping on orders of $50 or more. So we use Zorro. And
what'd you get? What'd
we
you
got
bring
a little
in?
Business over here. What are we getting from Zorro, Matt? What are some of our Zorro items?
Oh, we're getting some cleanser to begin with. That was the big winner.
I need cleanser. Matt didn't know what cleanser was before I met him. He didn't know what slicks were for a car.
He didn't?
He didn't know what a cleanser was.
Matt's not from this country, as it turns out.
I didn't speak this language.
He didn't know what a sawhorse was.
No. Nope.
He didn't know what an Allen wrench
Gary
was.
Nope. Frantically typing.
Yes. Yeah,
but
but
ask him what stage right is.
Sir.
Ask him what stage right means. I bet he knows that, doesn't he?
Yeah. An amazing customer service for people. And they're out here, and they'll talk to you on the phone if you need to, and you get free shipping with orders of $50 or more. Visit Zorro.com/Ace. Sign up for the Zmail. Get 15%. Zmail. Get 15% off your first order. That's Zorro.com/Ace. Yeah, I forgot about Allen wrench and sawhorse. You know, IKEA's mascot is an Allen wrench. I feel like at some point.
I thought it was called an IKEA wrench.
Oh, really?
I seem to remember it being the IKEA key, but no.
Oh, they might not. Yeah, they might not call it an Allen wrench, I guess. Yeah. It's weird. You know, boy, there's a whole, the whole next generation, I'm guessing.
Nobody knows what tools are, I don't think, do they? Is that where you're going?
I don't think they're going to know.
Yeah, I don't either. My sons don't know.
No. I mean, they think of routers for computers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
It's weird. I am I'm not blessed, but I'm glad that I know what everything is yeah. and how everything works.
What about the great Sonny? Does he have any idea or interest in the idea of home improvement things?
That shit doesn't, that little shit. He doesn't know jack squat. He yeah. doesn't know shit.
Yeah, I get it. My son, too. He doesn't know either one of them. They don't. Well, my older son knows a little bit more, but the younger, the middle one doesn't know anything.
Let me tell you guys something out there yeah. that have some sort of notion about passing something on to another individual. Listen, I can't get Dr. Drew to move his fucking trash. Forget about
yeah.
He's an adult. He's fully formed.
Yeah.
I had some sort of thought that, you know, my son would be kicking ass playing Pop Warner football yeah. about now yeah. and helping me wrench on the race cars in the garage yeah. and then off at the new shop, helping Papa build his next building project.
Yeah.
No such luck.
Nope.
Doesn't know a fucking thing about anything, and you can't get him to do it. And I'd like to internalize a little bit, but I have said to him 1 million times, like, come to the garage with me, yeah. learn something. Like, yeah. No.
But what's he into? Fortnite, I know that.
He likes fantasy football.
He likes fairy tale. He likes fantasy football.
Yeah.
Let's see. He likes playing basketball.
Yeah.
He likes playing football, but not tackle football.
Yeah.
He likes fantasy football. He likes video games. And he likes riding his bike and like going yeah. for walks and,
okay.
and his friends. Like, you know, he's not a serial killer. It's just all the shit that yeah. I tried to put forth.
Yeah, nothing.
Not a. First off, home improvement, tools, projects,
yeah.
cars, whatever. Yeah. There is no human being in my house that has a remote interest in any of it to any degree
right.
at all.
Me either.
Just a goddamn zero.
I used to be like motivated to spend time with my dad because he did know stuff and that's where I would learn and I could bond with him. That's what where I come from. But mm-hmm. of course.
What did your dad do?
He was a dance instructor and an art dealer. I swear to God.
You're way too he soft was the, for this he's industry,
he was the original DIY guy.
The that, original DIY,
you know, that would like
dance in no, yourself.
No, but like he literally taught kids how to ballroom dance, and then he sold French Impressionist art.
Well, then he was handy too.
Yeah, and we would remodel my room all the time. I grew up in an apartment, and we would redo the rooms over and over again. Like every couple of years, we'd change everything up.
So your dad was a real Renaissance.
He was
man.
A Renaissance man.
Oh man,
yeah.
All right, let's see. We have questions up here. Whitewashing floors, water-based finish.
Oh, we got some big-time questions.
Euro hinges.
Yeah.
Euro hinges. All right, let me talk about Euro hinges real yeah, quick. Yeah. Ken, 50, Dallas.
Hi. I like the first question you had for Stromer was, did he pull permits when he was talking about this project?
Well, you know... You're going to get
sucks.
It yeah. sucks. Yeah. It sucks.
It's terrible.
It sucks. Did I mention it sucks? It sucks. People have no idea how yeah. bad it sucks.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's unusual. Go ahead.
So I'm looking for a hinge that it's on an armoire. It's got regular Euro hinges, but the doors only open to about 180 degrees. I'm wondering if they make something that has like a, you know, I don't know if
Wait, hold on. The doors open to 90 degrees, right?
No. Well, okay, 90 then. All right. So they open to 90 and then they kind of stop or a little bit more.
The 180 90, would go all the way to the...
I want it to go all the way.
Okay.
Do they make such a thing?
I know they make...
Because the door runs into it. I mean, you're going to run into...
I don't know. Gary, you got to look. They make 120 for sure.
Go to bloom.com, right?
B-L-U-M.
They make everything.
Yeah.
It's possible.
And treat yourself, if you do get these things, treat yourself to their special Phillips screwdriver.
Do they have one?
They have a screwdriver that, you know, when you're adjusting your Euro hinges yeah. and you just take your 4-in-1 and you put your like medium, your number 2 tip
yeah,
on it, or you take your gun and you put the thing and it fits and
yeah.
it works.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you get that orange-handled Bloom screwdriver, yeah, it drops in. It just fits so perfect.
Fits
do you have snug, one?
Doesn't she? I do not. I didn't
treat
even know.
Treat yourself.
Really?
Treat yourself.
The way you speak of it almost
live a little
sounds, it sounds like some we're gonna about to do some cocaína or something.
Well, what I'm saying is like a number two Phillips head bit.
Yeah.
Phillips head bit, the small one's one, the regular medium right. one is two, and the fat boy's three.
But it's going to be an average size.
This thing is like a two and a half.
So it's perfectly
snug. It just drops in perfectly. And you're just you'll make excuses
to adjust
those
inches. I might get it today, actually.
You should get it today.
All right.
Gary, sorry?
They definitely make 170, which I think is what you're looking for. They
170.
You know, 180 would be too much.
Yeah.
Or 180 would just hit, yeah. Oh, 170, Ken.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just bought some drawer slides from them.
They're the best.
Are they the shit?
Oh, they're the shit, man.
Yeah, they're good. Right.
Self-closing, beautiful. Mm.
Wait a minute. Is Accuride still making those things?
You know, I don't...
Show Stromer Bloom... Phillips head hinge adjustment tool or screwdriver. You're going to cream in your jeans.
Is that right?
Jay, treat yourself, would you?
You know I will. Come on.
Look
at it.
Hold on. Let's look at this thing. It's orange. Yeah, it's beautiful.
You know, you've got to get one with a T handle.
Look at the ergonomic grip.
Mm.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's Bloom,
that's
right?
That's something else.
Nice. All right. Sorry, let's get our caller up.
Yeah.
Caller Nathan. Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, yeah, that's me.
40, yeah. Michigan. What's going on?
By the way, I got to say, tell Dr. Drew to, you know, just pick up your shit.
There
you know,
go.
Put it in the garbage can.
I don't know.
I mean,
Matt, don't you feel
message,
like I've
right?
had that conversation with him numerous times? Like, hey, when you're done with the almonds, go ahead and close the sack.
By the way, you told me once.
Pick up your shit.
You told me that once, by the way, and I've
you know,
never
when
done
you, when
it
you, when you get done with the job, you know, I mean, you know, clean the floor, you know, make it look like you weren't there, and then be done with it.
Look, here's the deal. I used to babysit. I used to work in people's houses all the time.
You were a babysitter?
Yeah.
I babysat, and then later on, I as a Finnish carpenter, I went into people's Finnish homes and worked all the time.
Right.
You know I pinched some cashews and whatever was in the pantry.
Yeah, of course you did.
I then fucking pinched them, and then I positioned the bottle back
you
to the
it
shape
back.
It was in.
The right creases.
And then I walked away. I didn't fucking throw them out on the counter and leave the cap off.
Yep. Let's say you may have laid.
I mean, like, that's my spot. You know?
May have
I mean,
laid
like,
in
I
the homeowner's
it,
bed.
Hold on. This is. I don't know. There is a breed of cat who will continue to talk no matter who else is talking.
Yeah.
Whenever
did you ever lay in the thing. Did you ever lay in the homeowner's bed and smoke cigarettes?
I built what initially attracted me to the gay lifestyle is. I had a restaurateur named Ron, and he had his live-in boyfriend named John, and he's like, I need you to build me a bed. And I was like, okay. And I build him a bed, and then later on, he's like, I need you to build John a bed. And
ooh.
I was like, oh, John gets his own? Yeah, John's room's over there. And I was like, ooh.
Oh, separate beds.
I'm attracted to this
Rob
lifestyle.
And Laura Petrie right there.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Nathaniel, your question is...
Yeah, okay. So I got some white pine floors, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're, you know, just wide plank white pine floors.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing the kitchen, you know, and then I'm going to go white on white, you know, like white floor, white countertop, white cabinets, white walls, white everything.
Sound like a Trump supporter to me.
Well, I mean, you know, I think it'd be easy to decorate, you know?
Yeah, okay.
You know, and then I don't have to do any of that, you know, the
yeah,
women
okay.
like to do that
question,
of, you
yeah,
know.
Right.
So, do you think that maybe, like, you know, if I do the whitewashing, would it be better to put like a? I get concerned about the ambering effect of a like a oil polyurethane, so I kind of want to go water based. But then again, that doesn't that require a lot more maintenance? You know, like kind of like always got to do touch ups and shit like
all
that.
Right. Do you really have a pine floor in your kitchen?
Well, this house was built in, I think it's 1858.
Wow.
And yeah.
Okay.
So I had the floor copied, and then I went perpendicular to it.
Uh-huh.
You know, like
so you do. All right, you have a pine floor.
Yeah, white pine floor. White pine. Yeah, very soft.
That's a soft floor. That's fine. Do you want to distress it?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know what angle to go. I mean, I did the living room, and I made that. That was all Navajo white, like walls, floors, ceiling.
All right, you want to put a whitewash. All right, let me tell you what to do. First thing, Stromer, you know, ever distress a floor?
Of course, yeah. You just
beat it with a chain.
Beat the hell out of it, yeah.
Okay.
Fuck it up.
Fuck it up with a chain.
Because here's the deal. If you have a lady friend come over with high heels on that pine, that will dent for sure.
Especially since Nathaniel likes the bigger gals.
Yes.
That's
well, word yeah, I mean, has. I don't mind sturdy women. I like sturdy women.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
Big.
It's not a knock. All right. So listen, Nathaniel. Go ahead and whitewash it. Or you could paint it solid, but you still have to go over it with clear. Let's go ahead and get some water-based Varathane. Do two or three coats. Use an applicator. Use that, like, lamb's wool applicator, that microfiber, whatever the flat
gets
one.
Gets rid of the bubbles.
Know, whatever the applicator is. Yeah. And that's fine. Water-based is fine. It'll look good. It'll be
and
sturdy.
It won't yellow.
It'll work. Yeah. All right, Stromer, what do you got?
Oh, my. Everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off dry cleaning. Pick up some milk. How about save hundreds of dollars on car insurance and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything? Why? Geico, duh. Just go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket. It's the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Geico.com. The insurance has saved me. I got paid out on the Cabrio, as you know. Used that money and I bought my little wife a little something extra. That's right. A little something extra. Celery.
I got hit on the freeway the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
What happened? Was it you or was it them?
No, I got rear-ended. It's the second time I've been rear-ended.
Welcome to my world, friend.
Yeah, except for, you know, the difference between you and me?
Yeah.
I didn't get out of the car.
I'm the rear-ender.
Right. That's right. You're the top in this relationship. Yeah. I got hit. A guy locked it up behind me. I heard the brakes lock up, and I got hit. Hard enough to, you know, snap my neck back a little bit.
PI attorney?
I drove home.
And did you do the police report?
No.
You're going to go after nothing. You're okay.
I don't give a shit.
Car's okay?
I don't want to pull over. I went around, checked the car. Yeah, you could see just like a little scratch and whatever.
You didn't want to do it?
Not pulling over.
Couldn't do it.
I'm too fucking busy.
Yeah, I
don't want to fucking deal with whoever's there and whatever's there. And I'm not going to stand by the side of the fucking freeway.
Yeah.
I just went home.
Understood.
It's happened to me two times now.
You've walked away. But if you were hurt,
obviously,
you're not going to walk away.
Obviously, if I've got jacked up and there's major damage.
Yeah.
But you have to kind of be able to assess it without getting out of the car. And like, it got hit pretty good.
You could tell.
But modern day cars and modern day bumpers, you don't have the chrome and the metal and the whole thing. You know, you can take it.
Which car was it?
Jag.
And it's okay looking still?
It's like you can tell there's like some little scratches down below or whatever, but I'm fucking busy.
I got you.
I don't want to talk to people.
I got you. Well, listen, it's nothing but a pain in the ass, I'll tell you.
I know.
Yeah.
Rafi, 31, Whittier.
Hey, how's it going, Ace Man Stromer?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Awesome. Thanks for taking my call. I had a quick question for you. I'm renovating a fountain. I don't know if that's the right word. It's a stucco shell on the outside, mosaic glass tiles on the inside, kind of used for interior tiling, but it's outdoors.
Uh-huh.
And it has calcium deposits and algae, you know, like a caked on layer of it.
Yeah.
It's been sitting outside for a year. And what's the best way to bring it back to life without damaging the tile or the grouting?
Well, I think a pressure washer is in order. You could rent
one. With an algicide.
Or you can buy one.
Yeah.
Maybe,
awesome.
Maybe trisodium phosphate, TSP, in there.
Yeah.
A good place to start. You know, people talk about like white vinegar and there's all kinds of stuff. My take on it is I would get a sort of medium bristle brush,
natural
nylon,
bristle.
Or nylon or whatever, not a metal.
Right.
and I would get the pressure sprayer, and I would test a little bit. I think I put some warm water. Oh, sorry. Hook it up to the hose.
Yeah.
And put some TSP in the hopper, yeah, or in the, see if I could get some TSP going in,
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'd make up a bucket with warm water and TSP, and I'd brush it all on and let it sit a couple hours and then hit it with the pressure washer.
That's what I would do.
Would you use a variable speed polisher, like an automotive waxer on it, or would that be too abrasive?
I would see like a random orbital polisher, like a disc.
Yeah.
It feels a little overkill-y. I'm not sure what pad you could put on for that would be effective for this.
And, you know, you also got to keep the solution wet on it before you start doing any agitation. It's got to keep staying wet over and over and over again. So maybe if you do that, just keep getting that, going back to the bucket with your solution and do a wetting of it every couple of minutes for about an hour, and then agitate it with whatever you're going to use, either pressure washer or your automotive buffer.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, and last question, what PSI pressure washer would you guys recommend?
Are you going to buy one? Are you going to rent one?
I'm going to absolutely buy one. This is a great reason to
Bought one that I love, which is a Ryobi 3500 PSI, which is badass.
Electric.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got it comes with a rechargeable battery.
Really?
Yeah, and that starts it for you automatically. The battery does.
Hold on a second. That starts it for you?
Exactly. It's a self-starter.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Electric or gas powered?
It's gas powered, but it has an electric starter with a battery.
When I say electric,
yeah, sorry.
You got to go.
I misunderstood you.
Yeah, that's like 3,500 PSI off a fucking battery powered Ryobi?
Absolutely not.
There you go.
All right. I love it.
I don't know that he needs the industrial strength Briggs & Stratton.
This is the highest PSI before it gets to where it can hurt you.
Look, I love the battery starter on the Briggs & Stratton.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I think for Rafi, I think he should just get a plug-in electric one.
Okay, but I don't think he'll find it's a powerful enough unit. I really did the research on it.
Where does the PSI stop on a good plug-in pressure washer?
I think it's a good brand.
I don't know.
Ryobi's got the deal now on the pressure washers.
Who's doing? I don't
They're
know
the
who
ones.
Does. Does Makita do one? Does Milwaukee do one? I don't know. Just put in Google in good electric pressure washer, and we'll see what it goes up to.
Yeah.
I don't think
if you buy
PSI.
One, you want to be able to use it for a car wash or getting stuff off your driveway, and without the PSI, you can't do it. It's a waste of money.
I don't know.
I'd rather have him just rent it if he was going to just use it for one application. But if you're going to buy one, at least get enough juice that it can wash your house, it can wash stuff off cement,
3K.
Or it can wash.
Huh?
3,000.
PSI?
That's the high end of the PSI there. Most of them
on electric one.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty high.
Yeah, but 35, come on.
That's the high end.
Take the 5.
A lot of them are in the 2,000 range, 2,800.
Garbage. Not worth
it. Who makes them?
Let's see.
Well, I'll let you look. Like, what could you get at Home Depot for under $200?
You can get the Ryobi 3,000 there, but you have to order the 3,500.
$200, you can get a Sunjo, which is the one that's on this top 10 list that's rated highest from them.
All right.
I know that's a brand they carry.
All right, well, look. I'm with you. Bigger's better. I like all that stuff.
Yeah.
On the other hand, this guy sounds very homeowner-y and not very industrial. You know, he doesn't have your background with all the dance,
I understand
tap.
The dance, the tap, the art, the gentle sensitivity.
He doesn't have that.
Of course.
All right. Well, if you're going to get a pressure washer, get ADT. That's what I'm saying, because you want to protect.
Yeah, you
That's
do.
What I'm saying. This episode's brought to you by ADT, the nation's number one smart home security provider. All the latest innovation in smart home security, plus 24/7 monitoring. A team of pros design and install secure smart home just for you. And they have 1,800 employees with connections to first responder monitors. So everybody's looking out for you. Secure smart home, video doorbells, indoor and outdoor cameras, smart locks and lights, controlled from the ADT app or your voice Talk about technology. Professionally monitored carbon monoxide and smoke detectors as well. Safety on the go with the ADT Go app and the SOS button. So if there is an emergency, you can hit that. And you can also use the app and monitor your home from wherever you are in the country and in the world. It's ADT. All right. Let's see. We got an email question. Stanley makes one for $200. It goes to $2,150.
Garbage.
PSI.
Garbage. Might as well use a hose.
$2,100.
21's nothing. Trust me. Okay. I just did this.
You're so lucky. I don't know anything about this because I would be.
You would be
demoralized if I knew
anything.
You would
agree with me on this. You would try the $3,500 versus the $2,500 and be like, this is garbage.
But the guy's got a fucking koi pond in his backyard. He's not trying to take stucco off.
What if he wants to wash this house 300 feet away? Come on. You need the pressure.
You're lucky I don't know anything. You're all lucky. Go ahead, Matt.
All right, we'll wrap things up with an email question. Please email us, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com, and you can go to aceontheroof.com if you want to see the pictures and whatnot. Here's an email from Kendall. Hey, guys, love the podcast. I have a 1996 vinyl siding home in eastern North Carolina. It came with builder-grade white vinyl new construction windows. They are poor quality, and I want to upgrade them with a nice triple-pane low-E tilt sash window with a removable screen. Will I have to remove the siding to install the new windows? I can't figure out how to get the old windows out without removing at least some siding. There are only 6 windows in the house, so it won't be a huge cost. Thanks.
Okay. Windows are put in different ways. They usually make a rough opening, and the rough opening will give you a half inch of width and a half inch of height. And then they'll shim them in. And sometimes they do a weird thing where they take a 16-penny nail, nail it halfway into the trimmer stud, and then bend it over and then lock it over with another 16. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, I don't do that.
It's kind of jerry-rigged, right? Like, but that's how they used to
– They did.
We used to do it that way. Anyway, and we didn't have the expanding spray foam either.
No.
So I haven't been to your house.
Yeah.
But – should be about a half inch, maybe a quarter inch on each side of play, maybe a little more.
Yeah.
It should have a nail going through it or a screw going through it. There should be some shims somewhere, and there should be some spray foam that is also going to lock the thing in place.
Right.
On the inside, you'll have casing.
Right.
Traditionally, you'll have casing.
Right.
You may score that casing with a razor blade. And you may pop it off. Right. Always score it, cut
first,
it real good,
yeah.
And you may pop it off on the inside. If you're lucky, maybe you don't have to muss with the outside.
Right.
Then, once you've popped off your casing, it's now time for you to drop in some sort of bayonet, reciprocating, whatever saw. Make sure you got your depth right, you know what I mean? Don't get too happy.
Right.
But you can kind of finesse it, hold it at a little angle. Yeah. Don't hold it straight across and pop, 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 and knock this stuff at the end of the blade.
Right.
Siding. But you can kind of get it. I'd get a little fine toothy.
Yeah.
I'd get a little, get one of those Milwaukee blades that's like a bi-cutter, you know?
Yeah.
And it'll cut through the screw. Or
the wood, if you have it, yeah.
Well, something's holding the fucking thing in.
Exactly.
I mean,
but the blade will cut either wood.
Yeah. It'll cut a shim. It'll cut the foam. Get a couple of them. Trim it out that way. Pull the window in. I think you can get it. I don't know what's going on outside the window. There might be some casing or something that's nailed to it. Outside the window, you can also pop that off.
Yeah, the exterior siding will be the same material for your trim, and that can be popped off.
Score everything, get a little flat bar, pry everything, pop everything, cut it out. I don't know why. Do it from the inside. Pop the windows out and pop the new ones in, and pretty straightforward.
Yeah, totally. And then just reassemble it the way you disassemble it, and that's it. You're done. But take the shutters off too, for sure.
All right, Gary plugs. What do we got? We got No Safe Spaces. That's my new movie with Dennis Prager. You can go to nosafespaces.com for that. It's available, coming out on Friday. We got Adam Kroll's Unprepared. That's this Friday and Saturday. Salt Lake City, Wise Guys Comedy Club. You go to Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, for everything you need. Crank Yankers is back on Comedy Central. So go say hi. And just go to adamkroll.com for all the live shows and everything else. Stromer?
I'm going to be doing some gardening.
Look for Stromer.
Yeah, I'll be outside.
In his dolphin shorts.
That's me. Dolphin shorts and a permed hairstyle.
Gardening clogs.
Puka shells.
Puka shells, yeah. And nothing else.
That's it.
So, until next time, Adam Kroll for Eric Stromer saying, mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.